One of the longest-serving officials in the history of the Justice Department has died. David Margolis operated behind the scenes, but he touched nearly every major case and controversy in the building for decades. Here's NPR's Carrie Johnson.
It can be hard to distinguish the men wearing gray suits and regulation haircuts on Pennsylvania Avenue, but David Margolis always brought a splash of color. It wasn't his lovably disheveled wardrobe or his Elvis ring, but more his flamboyant personality. Margolis didn't want to fit in with the crowd. He wanted to stand out. When he fell and hurt himself last year, colleagues avoided a flower bouquet and instead sent him an assortment of deli meats. Margolis arrived at the Justice Department in the late 60s, a hotshot pursuing organized crime and drug cartels while wearing bushy sideburns and a leisure suit. While his cohort left public service after a few years to go make money, Margolis remained for 51 years. He went on to become the most senior career lawyer at the Justice Department, a fearless troubleshooter for political appointees like Democrat Jamie Gorelick.
I told my staff when I was deputy attorney general, I want you to keep me from doing dumb things. I want you to help me do smart things, but I really want you to keep me from doing dumb things. And there were many times when he would come into my office and he would say, that letter you just drafted, stick it in your drawer. That action the FBI wants you to take, they're trying to put you in the trick box. Don't do it.
Gorelick says he specialized in using humor to take important people down a peg.
He used to refer to me as Deputy Attorney General as the bionic babe.
What?
Who does that? Who does that?
Margolis also made judgments about which prosecutors should face discipline. Critics are still angry about his decision not to punish lawyers who approved waterboarding and other brutal interrogation during the George W. Bush years. They also say Margolis went soft on prosecutors who engaged in misconduct against late Senator Ted Stevens. Margolis took the heat for the political appointees who served as his nominal bosses and, as usual, made no public response. His death Tuesday afternoon at the age of 76 followed a series of health troubles. In 1995, his heart stopped in his office at the Justice Department. But Margolis bounced back with the help of a quadruple bypass. He stopped smoking and went back to work, Saturdays too. In all, he served 20 different attorneys general, a career path he once told NPR might be a relic.
Washington is a tough place to live and work. So with all that in mind, I don't see people staying as long anymore.
Today, his office at Justice Headquarters is dark. Two baseball jerseys bearing the word Margolis still hang in the windows. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.